Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to Amazed by the Quran, a series in which I love sharing with you things I find amazing about the Quran. And today is really a small snippet from the story of one of my favorite prophets of all time, Musa alayhi salam, and something that's really, really inspiring. I find it incredibly inspiring. Musa alayhi salam was traveling with his family. They got lost in the middle of the desert. It was getting cold, so much so that they were starting to freeze, and he needed to get a fire going. And he sees a fire long in the distance, up on top of a mountain that his family can't even see. He says, "Inni anastu nara," I can sense there's a flame there, right? And so he tells his family to wait there and comes back. Hopefully I can get some guidance there. La'allakum tastalun, so you can get warmth, right? So they are freezing. So it's a desperate situation. They're lost in the middle of the desert. It's getting dark. There's nobody around. And now he's going to go and seek, you know, this fire. And of course, everybody knows that he met in conversation with Allah through the burning bush when he got up on the mountain. There's one phrase in there that says, "Ana akhtartuka." When Allah spoke to him, he says, "It is I, in fact, that has chosen you." Has chosen. And it just took me for a spin. You know, when someone's chosen by a higher authority, like if somebody's called in to meet with the president, or a king calls, or the principal of the school called you to give you an award or something, you know, there's a ceremony. It's bright lights, it's cameras, it's, you know, an audience, and there's a standing ovation, and then somebody is chosen or inaugurated, you know? Like there's this anticipation that you're about to be given a special honor. And one of the most incredible honors ever given in human history is Allah speaking directly to a human being, telling him, "I, in fact, am the one that has chosen you." And this is the occasion. جِئْتَ عَلَى قَدْرٍ يَا مُوسَى. You have come right on time for the ceremony. You've come right on time. Now, this, and exactly according to plan. In other words, this was the ceremony. Now, look at the background to the ceremony. There's no dressing up. There's no getting ready. There's no like anticipation. There's no family standing there trying to celebrate your you know, this honor. It's the situation is things are dark, desperate. You're lost in the middle of a desert. There's not even a road. You may maybe find a fire. You're on the verge of death, not just you, your entire family. And yet the greatest honor and the greatest blessing has been bestowed upon you moments after one of the worst, most difficult moments and darkest moments in your life. That's what happened with Musa alayhi salam. What we're being taught is Allah has His way of bestowing blessings. And we may not see moments ago, like just moments ago, Musa alayhi salam could not have imagined that this is the greatest day of his life. He couldn't imagine that. He would be imagining, this is one of the worst days of my life. This is one of the most difficult things I've had to do. Because, you know, being worried about yourself is hard enough. He's actually worried about his entire family too. And it's in the middle of the dark, some of the worst animals come out in the desert. And he's left them behind. And it's getting colder and colder. And even if he's going up the mountain, it's not like there's a fire down there, so he's got to come down and find his way back to find them somehow. It's not like there's a road that he can take back. You could easily get lost, you know? And it's not like there's a paved road going up the mountain. So, you know, once you go up, did I come back down this way or that way? These thoughts are running through his mind, and yet, in the middle of all of that distress and all of that hopelessness, what he's given is the greatest words of hope. I, in fact, am the one that has chosen you. وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. Listen to what's been revealed. In it, there's an incredible inspiration for all believers that Allah is never far away. No matter how dark your situation gets, how desperate it gets, how difficult it gets for you and your loved ones, Allah will, in fact, so long as you have reliance in Him, Allah will, in fact, bring you light from where nobody else could have seen it. And He'll turn things around in a moment. And that's in the hands of Allah. All of that is in the hands of Allah, you know? Every step you're taking up that mountain, and every rock you're climbing, and every time you're slipping and almost falling and getting desperate, don't think that this is gonna last. Allah will give relief whenever and however He can. And it's not gonna come in the way that we anticipated. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us a people of hope and continue to draw inspiration and amazement really from this incredible book. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you enjoyed this video, please do share it with friends and family. If you want to see more videos from this series, click on the box at the top. If you want to see other videos, click on the box at the bottom. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Thanks.